I have a new gavel.
It's called making it work.
I'm waiting for
Eddie. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Theo.
Say bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Mute us.
Hey, go ahead, George.
I'd like to call the regular meeting of the Terre Haute City Council to order, 6 p.m. Thursday, December 10th, 2020. Roll call, please.
I wasn't ready. Sorry. Councilperson Aller.
Present.
Councilperson Azar.
Present.
Councilperson Boland.
Present.
Councilperson Crossan.
Present.
Councilperson DeBon.
Here.
Councilperson Elliott.
Here.
Councilperson Garrison.
Here.
Councilperson Loudermilk.
Here.
Councilperson Nation.
Here.
All are present.
Thank you. I'm going to take the liberty of moving resolution 21 here at this point in time so we can get that taken care of. Michelle, before you read the resolution, I do have a note from Brad Spidell that he asked if I would read prior to introducing the resolution. So if you'll bear with me. At tonight's council meeting, one of the agenda items is to recognize the long and distinguished career of a member of our sewage building team. I wanted to pass along to you several highlights about Susie Dillon during her time at the city. Susie Dillon has been with the City of Terre Haute Sewage Billing Team for 41 years. To be exact, her anniversary is this Monday, December 14th. This Monday is also going to be her last day of work before she begins her well-deserved retirement. I wanted to pass along some of the key highlights of Susie's career here at the city. Susie started with the city. Yes.
Hold on.
Okay.
Take two.
Oh, wide recording? Huh. I got to read all that over again. How about if I just read from where we highlight her career?
We have to do attendance. Nothing went live.
Oh, okay. Then we'll start all over. Roll call.
Councilperson Aller.
Present.
Councilperson Azar.
Present.
Councilperson Boland.
Present.
Councilperson Crossan.
Present.
Councilperson DeBon.
Still here.
Councilperson Elliott.
Present.
Councilperson Garrison.
Here.
Councilperson Loudermilk.
Here.
Councilperson Nation.
Here.
All right, and I'll bring in our individuals for this ordinance.
Okay.
One moment, Georgia. I'm sorry. The petitioner's not in. I mean, Susie's not in yet.
Okay. Brad, do you want me to read this or do you want to read it?
I'll let you read it, George.
Thank you.
Brad, I can't find Susie in the list. Do you know what name they could have used? I have a Bridget Johnson.
No, I think it would have been a Dave. Well, I can't speak to what Dave might be using.
Hey, go ahead, George. I'm sorry.
All right. I'm going to move resolution 21 to the beginning. And before we read the resolution, I wanted to read this that was sent to me from Brad Spidell. At tonight's council meeting, one of the agenda items is to recognize a long and distinguished career of a member of our sewage billy team. I wanted to pass along to you several highlights about Susie Dillon during her time at the city. Susie Dillon has been with the City of Terre Haute Sewage Billing Team for 41 years. To be exact, her anniversary is this Monday, December 14th. This Monday is also going to be her last day of work before she begins her well-deserved retirement. I wanted to pass along some of the key highlights of Susie's career here in the city. Susie started with the city 3 days after her 21st birthday on December 14th, 1979. Susie also met her husband, Dave Dillon, while they both worked at the City of Terre Haute. In 1979, Dave was a member of the engineering department. Dave later left the city and went to work at the Vigo County Plat Mapping Office, where he retired last year. Susie has worked during the administration of six mayors, starting with Bill Brighton and ending with Mayor Duke Bennett. Susie has seen a lot of changes in the sewage billing department over her career. However, several things have not changed during her tenure with the city. Susie has always shown up for work. Susie has always been prompt and on time. Susie has consistently delivered a high level of customer service to all account holders. Susie has a reputation for following the rules, policies, and procedures and treated every customer with courtesy and respect. Susie also has a way of keeping her sense of humor even in the most difficult times. Finally, I would like to thank you and the rest of the City Council for considering this resolution. She has done a great job for the citizens of Terre Haute, and she will be missed. With that, I will let you read the resolution.
One moment. Brad, do you have a copy of it?
No, I do not. I'm sorry.
I'll read it. I've got it right here. Is that all right?
I can put it on the screen too, okay. George.
All right, go ahead and put it on.
A resolution recognizing Terre Haute employees. Go ahead, George.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Recognizing Susan Dillon's 41 years of service to the City of Terre Haute, whereas on the 11th day of December 1979, Susan Dillon began her career with the City of Terre Haute, and whereas Susan Dillon has proudly served six Terre Haute city mayors throughout her 41 years of service. Therefore, be it resolved by the Common Council of the City of Terre Haute, Indiana, that it wishes to recognize the accomplishments and contributions Susan Dillon has made to the City of Terre Haute and its citizens through her years of service.
Okay. With that said, Brad, do you have anything further you would like to add to that?
No, I would just say that I think Susie's been a very good team member, and she will be, you know, she will be missed.
Okay, thank you. Council, any questions? Hearing or seeing none, the chair will accept a motion.
Mr. President?
Councilperson, who was it?
Me.
Cross.
If there are no further comments, and I know that we all sponsored this resolution jointly, and so on behalf of the council, I move that this resolution be approved.
Second.
Been moved by Councilperson Cross and seconded by Councilperson Aller that we approve Resolution 21. Roll call.
Councilperson Aller.
Yes, thanks, Susie.
Councilperson Boland.
Yes, with great pleasure.
Councilperson Crossan.
Yes.
Councilperson DeBon.
Absolutely, yes.
Councilperson Elliott.
Absolutely, yes, here also.
Councilperson Garrison.
Yes.
Councilperson Loudermilk.
Absolutely, yes. Thank you for your service to the city, Susie.
Councilperson Nation.
Yes.
And Councilperson Azar.
my honor to say yes, and thanks for your service.
That's 9 yes.
Resolution is passed. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah, thank you, Brad. We have not received any communications from the public, so at this time we'll go to correction of the journal.
There are none.
Communications from the mayor.
Yes, I've got a couple, three things here, I guess. I sent you all an email today. I hope you received it. It's got several things in it, but I went ahead and sent you a typed version of the communication from the mayor. The first thing I want to touch upon is the CARES Act grant and provide you with an update. Just as a reminder, the total allocation for the city of Terre Haute was $1,971,057. We have submitted 7 different reimbursement requests, but we withdrew 2 of those. So we have 3 that we have been paid for, $1.3 million, almost $1.4 million. We've already received payment. And then the last 2 requests that just went in this week is a total of $583,000 that you'll see on your report that I gave you. And we got word today that it was approved today, and we will have the money deposited in our account on Monday. So I got that after I'd already typed this up. All of our reimbursement requests that have been approved are payroll related. Once the state changed the rules, you know, originally I didn't think I was going to be able to spend all that money. We weren't even going to come close to spending all of it. When they changed the rules and then they told us, you need to spend it on payroll. And so that's what we've done. And so there's overtime in there. And then there's just regular hourly wages for police and fire that we've submitted. So all of those funds will come back into the general fund. And the way this works is we had to set up a separate fund based on the State Board of Accounts rules, and we've already done that. All the deposits go into that fund, and then we will take expenses from police and fire and move them into this CARES Act fund until we work it down to zero. So everything we submitted that totals the total amount will be applied against this fund, and then the budgets will be reduced by that amount. And so that's how it works. I gave you a copy of our 5 approved reimbursement requests, so you could see it's a summary of them. I didn't give you all the data. It would be 100 and some pages, but I gave you the summary so you could see that everything that we've submitted for reimbursement. So we have followed the rules to a T. You can't spend it on anything else except expenses, and that's what we've done and have been approved, and all of our funds will be in on Monday. So I don't know if anybody had any other questions about the CARES Act fund, grant funding.
Council. Anyway, Councilperson Crossan.
Yes, thank you. Just one, your mayor. I just I appreciate this, and I know a couple of us at least contacted you just this week and asked you to update us on this. So I do appreciate you doing that. Have most of the funds already been expended, and so we're reimbursing back?
All of the funds have been expended.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Reimbursement for what we've spent. And so all of those were basically, I think, March payroll. And then there was some fire department overtime that might've went over several different months there. That was a separate one of the 5 we submitted was just overtime for the fire department. The other 4 is just payroll after March 1st. I don't know if it went into April or not. I'm not really sure, but all things that we've already expended back in March and April.
That was my understanding. I appreciate that. And it's also my understanding that because of the COVID situation, we had a lot more overtime than you had anticipated.
Yes. And so what will happen is, since we didn't get reimbursed for all of the overtime, once we reduce the line items for payroll for, you know, firefighters, captains, lieutenants, all that, and on the police department side, that will free up funds to then transfer in series 1 over to overtime to cover the rest of that.
Okay, I yield.
We're gonna get back, you know, $1.8 million of payroll, and we'll apply a couple hundred thousand to make up the difference. I don't know the exact figure, but make up that overtime.
I yield. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions from the council for the mayor on this? Okay, Mayor, go ahead.
Okay. Item number two is your 1782 notice. You should have got a two-page Terre Haute Civil City and a one-page Terre Haute Sanitary District. The DLGF approved all of our budgets as they were submitted to them. So what you approved last October was approved by the DLGF with no changes this year. But we have submitted a plan to reallocate some of our property tax money, and we should have an answer from them hopefully by tomorrow. I mean, if they're going to say yes, because they've already sent back some questions, we answered the questions, but it won't change anything on the 1782 notice. It will only change our levy distribution. That'll be on the DLGF books. And so I feel really good about that. Totally approved with no changes. So any questions about that?
Any questions for the mayor on that? Councilperson Nation.
Remind us, Mayor, is that the first time that they've approved them without any changes in a few years?
I think 3 years ago they approved it with no changes, but I think the last two they had changed.
Well,
and they were pretty small changes, but they were changes.
Yeah. Well, you should feel good about this.
Yeah, I do. I mean, it really reinforces what we're doing and the fact that, you know, they run their spreadsheet, we run our spreadsheet, and they agreed with everything that we submitted.
I yield.
Any other questions? Okay, Mayor.
And then the last one is encumbrances. So Michelle emailed you the encumbrances for this year. So just briefly, I'll touch on those. The first one is computer equipment that we have in process that won't be delivered, but we have an invoice for by the end of the year. We have a facade grant with some leftover funds in it that we have work going on with the project on South 7th Street. I can't remember the name of it right now, but you know, right south of the Indiana Theater there. And so we're carrying over that $40,000 into next year because that work will not be completed. The Lafayette Avenue corridor, as you can imagine, that'll carry into next year. So there are current invoices for the month of December that we will pay the first part of January. Some material testing and engineering that's going on that will not be completed until January. And then drainage improvements under wastewater in the Robinwood area. They're wrapping that project up. They still have some more things to do, but it's at least towards the end. And we weren't sure if all the invoices would be in by the end of the year. So if they are, we'll pay them. If not, we'll pay them in January. So the total is $1,053,193 that we are encumbering this year, carrying over into the 2021. And they'll show up in the change line item in the budget next year. You'll see that in that third column. So any questions on that?
Any questions for the mayor?
And this does not require a vote by the council, just to remind you that, for especially newer people. We just have to present it to the council, and that's what we're doing here tonight.
Okay. Any questions? Councilperson Aller?
Going back to the Lafayette, that's the corridor that's on there. Is the work that's going to be done for this year, are they at a stopping point picking up next year, or where are we at on that?
So the road's open, as you know.
Yes.
But beginning, well, they should have started this week. I haven't been up there and haven't talked to anybody the last couple of days. We'll be installing a stormwater pipe on the east side of Lafayette from about, I don't know, it's roughly two blocks south of 25th Street, and it'll go all the way down to the railroad tracks. Well, they will do a section at a time, and while they're doing that section, the northbound lane will be, have a flagman out there, and they'll route the traffic over to the southbound lane while they're working in that block. And that'll take them, you know, a couple of months to complete that stormwater work. Then in the spring, the project will kick off again, full bore. We will build one side of the road and then move the traffic over and build the other side of the road. So it'll never be completely closed.
Okay. Thank you for that update.
Any other questions? All right. Next item on the agenda, reports from city officials. Okay, this is the, go ahead, Michelle.
I was gonna say it's a 2021 meeting dates. So when you changed the council rules a couple of years ago, it was stated that the following year's meeting dates would be decided in December. And reviewing the dates, the only issue I noticed was the second November meeting is on Veterans Day. So we'll need a motion and a second, basically to state first and second Thursday of each month, and then you decide how you want to handle November.
Okay. My suggestion is that since it is Veterans Day, that's probably a day we do not want to meet. So maybe pass the first two Thursdays, and then can we at the time reschedule the meeting on the 11th, or do we have to do that tonight?
You could. I might make a suggestion that to not set a second meeting in November, and if you need to, you could always call a special call.
Okay. All right. So if we could have a motion to set the meetings for 2021 on the first and second Thursday of each month, with the exception of November, where we'll only have the first meeting of the month set. Correct?
At 6 p.m.
At 6 p.m.
And the reorganization meeting will be January 7th at 5:45.
Correct. Okay, Councilperson DeBon.
Yeah, if there's no discussion amongst the council, I'll go ahead and make that motion that our meetings next year are on the first and second Thursdays of each month, except for November, when we don't have a second meeting, and 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Second.
Been moved by Councilperson DeBon, seconded by Councilperson Crossan, that we set the 2021 meeting dates for the reorganization meeting on January 7th at 5:45, and the regular meetings of the City Council the first and second Thursday of each month, excluding the month of November, when we'll only have one meeting, or we'll schedule the first meeting. Roll call. Ed, is there any discussion from any of the council? Okay, roll call.
Councilperson Aller.
Yes.
Councilperson Boland.
Yes.
Councilperson Crossan.
Yes.
Councilperson DeBon.
Yes.
Councilperson Elliott.
Yes.
Councilperson Garrison.
Yes.
Councilperson Loudermilk.
Yes.
Councilperson Nation.
Yes.
Councilperson Azar.
Yes.
That's 9 yes.
Motion carries. Now, I would like to make one comment. The reorganization meeting that we will set, as far as we're concerned right now, depending on whether we're orange, red, or the governor extends the health emergency, will be a regular meeting at City Hall. The second meeting will be left up to the new president. Okay? And you will be informed closer to the time. Next item. Reports from Board of Public Works and Safety.
There are none.
Reports from standing committees.
There are none.
Non-standing committees.
There are none.
Tax abatement. I'm sorry. Items previously tabled.
There are none.
Items are tax abatements for confirmation.
There are none.
Items on second reading.
There are none.
Items on first reading.
Appropriation 24-2020, $56,409.71 from EMS number 02700027003460 to transfers from EMS 0511000391220.
Okay, anyone here to discuss this?
Council, Eddie Felling, city attorney. I volunteered for Chief Fisher to appear before you this evening as a petitioner on this. These should be very familiar to all of you. We come a few times every year to transfer the allowable percentage from the EMS fund out, which I believe goes to the training, and that's set up through law as far as what that percentage is. I believe it's 5%. So this is the last one we will do this year, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions or comments from the council? Hearing or seeing none, we'll accept a motion.
Mr. President.
Councilperson Aller. Okay, Michelle,
hold on. Just a reminder, we have to do a vote to take action.
Thank you. Actually, let's make a vote to take action on 24 through 26.
Mr. President.
Councilperson Aller.
I'd like to make a motion to vote on appropriation 24, 25, and 26, 2020 as presented.
Second.
Been moved by Councilperson Aller, seconded by Councilperson whoever.
Loudermilk.
That we take action on appropriations 24, 25, and 26. roll call. I keep forgetting we got to do roll calls. You're muted, Michelle.
Councilperson Aller.
Yes.
Councilperson Boland.
Yes.
Councilperson Crossan.
Yes.
Councilperson DeBon.
Yes.
Councilperson Elliott.
Yes.
Councilperson Garrison.
Yes.
Councilperson Loudermilk.
Yes.
Councilperson Nation. Yes. Councilperson Azar.
Yes. Okay, we can take That's action not, on yes. those. We can take those action on those three appropriations.
Mr. President.
Yes, Councilperson Aller.
If there's no further questions, I move that we approve appropriation 24, 2020 as presented.
Second.
It's been moved by Councilperson Aller, seconded by Councilperson Nation, that we approve appropriation number 24 as presented. Roll call.
Councilperson Aller.
Yes.
Councilperson Boland.
Yes.
Councilperson Crossan.
Yes.
Councilperson DeBon.
Yes.
Councilperson Elliott.
Yes.
Councilperson Garrison.
Yes.
Councilperson Loudermilk.
Yes.
Councilperson Nation.
Yes.
Councilperson Azar.
Yes.
That's 9 yes.
Appropriation 24 passes. Next item.
Appropriation 25, 2020, $65,000 from local road and street number 02020019 to purchase of equipment LRNS 444010.
Anyone here to speak on this?
I am here to speak on that, Mr. President.
Mayor?
We were fortunate to get a $240,000 grant along with the county. They also got $240,000 out of the Vigo County Solid Waste District to purchase equipment to clean up some dump sites, keep lots cleared, and then use in our regular normal cleanup. And so the county was in need of some equipment, and so were we, and that was a great gesture on behalf of the Solid Waste District. We have received the funds and deposited them into the LRS revenue line item as a donation. It's a grant, but it's really more of a donation. That's what State Board of Accounts looked at it. And what we need to do now is, in order to spend the money, I have to create a purchase of equipment line item because the current 2020 LRS budget does not have a purchase of equipment line item. So we need to appropriate these funds into that line item so we can purchase our first piece of equipment. And as I noted in the email or the memo that I gave you via email today, we have ordered a Bobcat T-76 with attachments for a total cost of $62,971.20. So we're asking for an appropriation of $65,000 to create that line item in the budget for 2020 so we can go ahead and pay for that piece of equipment that we can pick up as soon as we cut them the check. Then, just so you know, in January or February, depending on when the next two pieces of equipment are ready, since we did not put a purchase of equipment in the 2021 budget for LRS, I will come back to you with the exact same kind of appropriation to purchase a dump truck and a chipper. So we will spend the remaining dollars out of that $240,000 grant to buy those pieces of equipment have been placed on order, but they have to be built. And so we probably won't take delivery until late January, early February, and then we'll owe the payments upon, you know, delivery. So asking you here tonight to approve the $65,000 for 2020, and then I'll be back next month or the following month to do the 2021. So just ask for your support and be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions or comments from the council? Councilperson Nation.
Mayor, this is great news. Do you know what the county is spending their $240,000 on?
You know, I did, but I don't remember exactly. The way we had to do this, and they gave us, they told us how much, we presented what we wanted to purchase. And I know they're buying a truck, a dump truck similar to us, but I'm not sure about their other equipment, smaller equipment. I apologize. I just don't remember now.
Oh,
it's been
okay.
A few months. We did that back in September, and I don't know if they changed it or not. Cheryl may remember. I'm not sure, but I know they're buying a dump truck.
I think they're buying a couple of trucks is what they're doing, if I remember right, Mayor.
Okay. Sorry, Todd. I can't remember.
I know it. I think it was a couple of trucks, Todd.
Okay, thanks. I yield.
Any other questions or comments?
Mr. President. Please.
Councilperson Garrison.
If there are no further comments or discussion, I move for approval of appropriation 25-2020.
Second.
Been moved by Councilperson Garrison, seconded by Councilperson Nation, that we approve appropriation 25-2020 as presented. Roll call.
Councilperson Aller.
Yes.
Councilperson Boland.
Yes.
Councilperson Crossan.
Yes.
Councilperson DeBon.
Yes.
Councilperson Elliott.
Yes.
Councilperson Garrison.
Yes.
Councilperson Loudermilk.
Yes.
Councilperson Nation.
Yes.
Councilperson Azar.
Yes.
That's 9 yes.
Appropriation 25-2020 is approved. Next item, please.
Appropriation 26-2020, $35,000 from Other Revenue Police 0751-0017 to purchase of equipment police 444-010. Do I need to bring in Mr. Lockhart?
Is he the one who wants to speak on this?
He should be available.
He's joining. One moment.
Yep. There he comes.
Go right ahead, Steve.
Yep. Mr. President, members of the council, Steve Lockhart with the police department. This appropriation request is related to what we discussed, I believe it was in early November's meeting regarding the purchase and upfitting of a new prisoner transport vehicle. This is $35,000 that was given to us by the Michael County Prosecutor's Office to go towards this project. And this request is just to move that money from other revenue over to the purchase of equipment line item to take care of some of those costs.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the council? Hearing or seeing none, we will accept a motion.
Mr. President.
Councilperson Aller.
There's no further questions. I move that we approve appropriation 26-2020
as
presented.
Second.
It moved by Councilperson Aller, seconded by Councilperson Nation, that we approve appropriation 26-2020 as presented. Roll call.
Councilperson Aller.
Yes.
Councilperson Boland.
Yes.
Councilperson Crossan.
Yes.
Councilperson DeBon.
Yes.
Councilperson Elliott.
Yes.
Councilperson Garrison.
Yes.
Councilperson Loudermilk.
Yes.
Councilperson Nation.
Yes.
Councilperson Azar.
Yes.
That's 9 yes.
Appropriation 26-2020 passes. Next item, and the next item we'll need to vote to take action on.
Special Ordinance 35-2020, authorizing a tax anticipation warrant loan.
Okay, anyone here to speak on this?
I am, Mr. President.
Okay, Mayor.
as I summarized for you today in your memo that you received from me, as you all know, our goal is to reduce the amount of borrowing we do each year. And so I'd originally planned to do a lesser amount of tax anticipation warrant as we planned over the last few years. But with the uncertainty of COVID and the effect on our revenues, I think it would be unwise to try to cut it going into next year, not knowing exactly what's going to happen. My gut tells me that this is going to go on a bit longer and there could be some impacts on our revenues. We're required to have the council approve this in December because they have a time frame in January where they process the loans. This is the Indiana Bond Bank that I'm talking about, which will be our first place to look because the interest rates are so low. But we will also contact other local banks to ask them if they're interested. We always do. But we need to start the process this month, and then we'll make our decision in January and get funded by the end of January, 1st of February. So I think we need to stick with the $3 million, the same amount that we borrowed this year. The interest rate cap in the ordinance itself is capped at 4.5%. My guess is it'll be around 2% or so. We'll see what interest rates do between now and then, but that's probably where it will land. So it'll be very, very inexpensive for us from an interest rate perspective. And then this would need to be paid back, of course, by the end of the year. Usually the last business day of December is when these are paid back. And so be happy to answer any questions. Just ask for your approval tonight, the vote to vote on it, and then an affirmative vote so we can move forward with the planning and the processing of the tax anticipation warrant.
Thank you. Any questions or comments for the mayor from the council? Councilperson Nation.
Mayor, I know that we share the goal of reducing borrowing, and I understand that you're wanting to be conservative in this instance, and I think that that's the right answer. I just wanted to state that here on the front end, and I know that everybody wants to do what we can to help the city get through this. And if there are no other questions or comments, I move that we vote to vote on special ordinance number 35 this evening.
Second.
Second.
And moved by Councilperson Nation, seconded by Councilperson Garrison, that we vote to take action on special ordinance 35. Roll call.
Councilperson Aller.
Yes.
Councilperson Boland.
Yes.
Councilperson Crossan?
Yes.
Councilperson DeBon?
Yes.
Councilperson Elliott?
Yes.
Councilperson Garrison?
Yes.
Councilperson Loudermilk?
Yes.
Councilperson Nation?
Yes.
Councilperson Azar?
Yes.
That's 9 yes.
Okay, we can take action. If there's no further questions, we'll accept a motion. Councilperson Crossan.
Yes, thank you. In the body of the ordinance or the item here, Mayor, under section one, under general funds, I guess maybe I'm just being dense here, but it says in aggregate amounts not to exceed the following respective identified funds. The $31 million that's listed there, that's just to identify the total amount of that fund?
Yes, I believe so. I don't remember. That may be a new addition from last year's tax anticipation warrant because I don't remember seeing that amount in there, but that would be correct.
Okay, I didn't remember it either. I knew the amount was correct, but I just wanted to make sure that it was just to identify how much is totally in the fund, not that I think you're going to go out and borrow $31 million.
No. But
I also don't want us to have a mistake in this document since we don't have much time to deal with it after the first of the year.
Right. No, the, I think that's a new addition. I do not remember us including a general fund amount of dollars in there. But this is a cap of $3 million for the tax anticipation warrant. So in aggregate amounts, nothing seems fine. So yeah, I'm sure it's some legalese, you know, not to talk about attorneys, since we've got a couple on the call here. Dennis Otten at Bose McKinney does this for us every year, and it's been reviewed, and I just don't remember seeing that in the past. You could have added that again or added that for this year for the first time. But $3 million will be the cap. That's all we're seeking.
Okay.
And I'll check on that. We'll check on that, make sure it's not a Scribner's error or something, but it's $3 million
for the Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other questions or comments? Okay, hearing or seeing none, we will accept a motion to approve.
Mr. President.
Councilperson DeBon.
I move that we pass Special Ordinance 35,
2020. Second.
It's been moved by Councilperson DeBon, seconded by Councilperson Elliott, that we approve Special Ordinance 35, 2020. Roll call.
Councilperson Aller.
Yes.
Councilperson Boland.
Yes.
Councilperson Crossan.
Yes.
Councilperson DeBon.
Yes.
Councilperson Elliott.
Yes.
Councilperson Garrison.
Yes.
Councilperson Loudermilk.
Yes.
Councilperson Nation.
Yes.
Councilperson Azar.
Yes.
That's 9 yes.
Special Ordinance 35-2020 is approved. Thank you, Mayor. Next item.
Resolution 10, 2020, designating an area commonly identified as 925 Fruit Ridge Avenue as an economic revitalization area for the purpose of a 10-year personal property tax abatement. Gabbana? This is for adoption.
Okay. Is there anyone here to speak on this?
Jeff Lind, Lind Law Firm. It's pronounced Gavina, Gavina Inc. Gavina Inc. proposes to open a screen printing and embroidery business as an expansion of its sister company's operations in Charleston. This would be in a large portion of the former Deaver Distributing Building. $1,672,500 of equipment that's new to Indiana and would be eligible by category. For tax abatement. If the project moves forward, there'd be an additional $174,000 build out and $56,000 estimated personal property that is not eligible for tax abatement and, of course, would be taxed. 65 new jobs anticipated over the next 5 years. They have a national customer base and and Bridget is on the phone. She can answer any questions that you have. I can't, but primarily sports teams, both professional, high school, and college, and the music industry. By purchasing this much equipment and this quality of equipment, they can turn large projects around promptly. And they have a national customer base. The only other thing I'd say is it was through a search and some concerted thought that they wanted to have this expansion here in Terre Haute and hope to make it their primary, principal office. Happy to answer any questions.
Okay, any questions or comments from the council? Bridget, did you want to say anything concerning this?
Yes, hi, thank you very much. I did a lot of research coming here, wanting to come to Terre Haute. And I just want to say that we're really excited about the workforce, bringing jobs, and just the overall community. So I just wanted to say that and say thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the council? Okay, hearing or seeing none, we'll accept a motion. Somebody?
Mr. President.
Councilperson DeBon.
I'll make the motion that we pass Resolution 10, 2020.
Second.
It's been moved by Councilperson DeBon, seconded by Councilperson, who was it, Haller?
Loudermilk,
sorry. Well, it's hard to see on these screens. Councilperson DeBon and seconded by Councilperson Loudermilk. Roll call.
And this is the motion to adopt, correct?
To adopt, I'm sorry. It's a motion to adopt.
Councilperson Haller.
Yes.
Councilperson Boland.
Yes.
Councilperson Crossan.
Yes.
Councilperson DeBon.
Yes.
Councilperson Elliott.
Yes.
Councilperson Garrison.
Yes.
Councilperson Loudermilk.
Yes.
Councilperson Nation.
Yes.
Councilperson Azar.
Yes.
That's 9 yes.
Resolution 10 has been adopted. Next item. Thank you again for locating in Terre Haute.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next item.
Resolution 16, 2020, affirming the authorized use of grant proceeds from the Indiana State Homeland Security Program to the Terre Haute Police Department's Special Response Team.
Anyone here to speak on this? Thank you.
I'm not multitasking very well. Go ahead, Steve.
Mr. President, members of the council, Steve Lockhart, Police Department again. This resolution number 16 is a request for council approval and moving forward with the intended expenditures with a grant that we were awarded a few months ago. This is the 2020 State Homeland Security Priority Funding Grant through the Indiana Department of Homeland Security, co-sponsored by FEMA. And this grant was awarded based on the intended purposes of building out two additional vehicles to support our SRT team, one of which would be a heavy-duty pickup truck primarily used to store the equipment necessary for the SRT team to do their various duties. The second is for a van that would be used as primarily a command center vehicle used by our negotiators that they could take and have a secured mobile area they could do their job uninterrupted and still be in communication with the team and the department as a whole. And again, this is just a request. Initially, FEMA required us to present this to the mayor and the city council of our jurisdiction for approval. FEMA has just last week sent me a notice that they no longer require that. However, it's on the agenda and it would be, I think, behoove us all to have everybody's approval moving forward with it and everybody in the loop. I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? Okay, hearing or seeing, Councilperson DeBon.
If there be no questions or comments, I move that we adopt Resolution 16, 2020.
Second.
And moved by Councilperson DeBon, seconded by Councilperson Haller, that we approve Resolution 16, 2020 as presented. Roll call.
Councilperson Haller.
Yes.
Councilperson Boland.
Yes.
Councilperson Crossan.
Yes.
Councilperson DeBon.
Yes.
Councilperson Elliott.
Yes.
Councilperson Garrison.
Yes.
Councilperson Loudermilk.
Yes.
Councilperson Nation.
Yes.
Councilperson Azar.
Yes.
That's 9 yes.
Resolution 16 has been adopted.
Thank you.
Or passed, however you want to call it. Next item.
Resolution 17, 2020, authorizing the filing of an application with the Department of Transportation for grant.
Okay. Anyone here want to speak on that?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. Again, Council, Eddie Felling, City Attorney. I'm here on behalf and as a courtesy to Debbie Hensley, our traffic director. We do this as well every year. Wonderful. Another piece of bureaucratic hurdle we have to jump through for the federal government, but we appreciate their funds. So If they're listening, please give us the grant. And this, again, is just a piece of paper that lets us apply for it.
Any questions or comments from the council? Okay, hearing or seeing none, we'll accept a motion.
Mr. President.
Councilperson Aller.
There's no further questions. I move that we pass Resolution 17-2020 as presented.
Second.
It's been approved by Councilperson Aller, seconded by Councilperson Garrison, that we approve Resolution 17-2020 as presented. Roll call.
Councilperson Aller.
Yes.
Councilperson Boland.
Yes.
Councilperson Crossan.
Yes.
Councilperson DeBon.
Yes.
Councilperson Elliott.
Yes.
Councilperson Garrison.
Yes.
Councilperson Loudermilk.
Yes.
Councilperson Nation.
Yes.
Councilperson Azar.
Yes.
That's 9 yes.
Resolution 17 has been approved. Next item.
Resolution 18-2020, transfer of $1,900 in the city clerk's budget.
Anyone here to speak on this, Michelle?
I think Eddie said he was going to.
Oh, okay, Eddie.
No. So this is just end of the year transfers. In my office, we had a lot of purchases to adapt our office to COVID. But some of it was not necessarily reimbursable. So I need to move some money around to cover some shortages and other lines. Be happy to answer any questions.
Anybody here have a lot of questions for Michelle?
I don't think so.
Okay. Hearing or seeing none? Councilperson Nation.
Mr. President, if there are no further questions, I move for approval of Resolution 18-2020.
Second.
Been moved by Councilperson Nation, seconded by Councilperson Aller, that we approve Resolution 18-2020. Roll call.
Councilperson Aller.
Yes.
Councilperson Boland.
Yes.
Councilperson Crossan.
Yes.
Councilperson DeBon?
Yes.
Councilperson Elliott?
Yes.
Councilperson Garrison?
Yes.
Councilperson Loudermilk?
Yes.
Councilperson Nation?
Yes.
Councilperson Azar?
Yes.
9 yes.
Resolution 18-2020 has been approved. Next item.
Resolution 19-2020, transfer of $11,000 in the city clerk's office budget.
Anyone here to speak on this?
Health insurance is always fun to guesstimate the year before for the current year. And you never know which employees are going to have family health insurance plans and which ones are going to have single. So the guesstimate for my office was off. I appreciate the city council sharing some of their funds with me to cover this shortage. Be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions or comments for Michelle? Councilperson Nation.
Michelle, on behalf of the council, we're happy to share our funds with you. And if there's no discussion of this, I move for approval of Resolution 19-2020.
Second.
Been moved by Councilperson Nation, seconded by Councilperson Boland, that we approve Resolution 19-2020. Who? I do something wrong?
Never mind.
Roll call. No.
Councilperson Aller.
Yes.
Okay, I'm making sure she's muted. Councilperson Boland.
Yes.
Councilperson Crossan.
Yes.
Councilperson DeBon.
Yes.
Councilperson Elliott.
Yes.
Councilperson Garrison.
Yes.
Councilperson Loudermilk.
Yes.
Councilperson Nation.
Yes.
Councilperson Azar.
Yes.
That's 9 yes.
Resolution 19 is approved. Next item.
Thank you, everyone, for those the help with the budget. Resolution 20-2020, $5,130 from PSLATPD gasoline number 0751001702422010 to PSLA Lit PD purchase of equipment number 444010.
Mr. President,
anyone here to speak on this?
Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. President, go ahead.
Council, Steve Larkin, Police Department. This is just a request to transfer $5,130 from surplus gasoline to purchase of equipment line item to replace three of the ballistic shields that our patrol division has on hand in case they need to make an entry, an immediate entry into a residence. Three of our shields are currently expired for their ballistic properties. Happy to answer any questions.
Any questions or comments?
Yeah, are those used shields available for purchase?
I don't know that they would be guaranteed for any protection value at that point.
That's okay. My grandkids may like to have one of those.
I'm sure we can surplus them.
Okay. Let me know.
Any other questions or comments? If not, we'll accept a motion.
Mr. President.
Councilperson Aller.
There's no further questions. I move that we approve Resolution 20-2020 as presented.
Second.
Been moved by Councilperson Aller, seconded by Councilperson Nation, that we approve Resolution 20-2020 as presented. Roll call.
Councilperson Aller.
Yes.
Councilperson Boland.
Yes.
Councilperson Crossan.
Yes.
Councilperson DeBon.
Yes.
Councilperson Elliott.
Yes.
Councilperson Garrison.
Yes.
Councilperson Loudermilk.
Yes.
Councilperson Nation.
Yes.
Councilperson Azar.
Yes.
That's 9 yes.
Resolution 20-2020 is approved. Before I ask Councilperson Nation to move to adjourn, I'd just like to make a couple of comments. First of all, it's been a challenging year, to say the least, and I would like to thank all of you for the cooperation you've afforded me this year. It's been a privilege and an honor to serve as the president. I look forward to next year and sitting on the sidelines so the next president can decide where and when there's a meeting. And I would like to wish each and every one of you a Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday, and a Happy New Year. With that said, Councilperson Nation.
Thank you, George, for serving as our president this year. Move to adjourn.
Been moved by Councilperson Nation, seconded by Councilperson who? Crossan. That we adjourn. Roll call. I do have the Guinness Book of World Records for the number of roll call votes.
There's always
wait
next
a minute. Year. I have to read it. I get true. The record. I have
you
to
do.
Read
it. You do.
And I still don't have your names memorized in order. Councilperson Aller.
I say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone. And that's a yes.
Councilperson Boland.
Yes.
Councilperson Crossan.
Yes.
Councilperson DeBon.
Before I say yes, I just want to say thank you, Michelle, for getting us through this year. And George, thank you for being our president. I don't think you had any idea what was coming this year. Thank you for that. And Merry Christmas to all of you. Yes.
Councilperson Elliott.
Yes, I echo Kurt's comments. I wish Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone. And just caution us all to stay safe. It's not over.
Councilperson Garrison.
Yeah, I want to say good job this year, George and Michelle. We appreciate all you've done. Merry Christmas, everybody, and I'm a yes.
Councilperson Loudermilk.
Yes, and I would like to echo Curtis and Neil's comments tonight. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Councilperson Nation.
Yes.
Councilperson Azar.
I would like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas again and pray that next year is a safe and healthy one for everyone, not just in our city and in our county, but across the world. With that, I say yes, meeting adjourned. Good night. Thank you, everybody.
Night, everyone.
Good night.